Hi everyone, I'm Shelley and you're watching There's No Place Like Home. I'm back with another Question the Narrative video today. And today's topic is linked to my last several videos. And it's on this. Were these mountains mined by giants? Here's what I found. Because yes, I actually went to the mountain that I've been speaking about earlier this week. So I just really wanted to share my observations with you. Now, first of all, I want to start out by saying that if you have not watched the prior videos to this one, I suggest that you do because I'm not going to go over things that I already went over in the first couple videos. I might touch on it, but you might get a little lost. Like, I know that a lot of people have been asking what spoil tips are. And the reason that I didn't really go into what they were was because I had said what it was in several videos. So I didn't even think to repeat myself. So yeah, definitely watch the few videos first. I know that I've been talking my your ears off about this for a while, but it's just because I've been so excited about this because this is something that is right in my backyard. And so every time that I've driven past these mountains for years, I've thought to myself, something doesn't look right. They don't look like your normal mountain. And so I'm going to just show you what I found while I was there. So first of all, this mountain right here is the mountain that I'm usually showing you. So when I am walking on the trails, it's usually this mountain. And as you can see all of the remnants of what I would call possible mining rubble. Because that is my question, is if these mountains are artificially made. And I've come to some slightly different conclusions, but I'm still not going to say that anything is one way or the other. But it's equally exciting. So yeah, so this is actually across the river. This is on the other side. So let's get into this. So first of all, I'm just going to show you this because this is actually footage that I had taken on the other side, the one that I'm not going over today, just to show you what I'm talking about. You can see lots of what look like very old ancient trees and lots of what I would consider to be mining rubble that could possibly be the result of spoil tips. Now, if you look here, see, this is the side that we're usually on, and it's much more accessible than the side that I was just on. It was just this past Tuesday, because the side that we're usually on is just a flat trail, whereas the side over here is much more hiking, and I just don't usually go there as often. So this is actually where I was on Tuesday. But first of all, just so that there are no more questions about spoil tips, let me just explain to you what those are. All right. So a spoil tip is a pile built of accumulated spoil, waste material removed during mining. So that's what it is. It's just waste material from mining. These waste materials are typically composed of shale, as well as smaller quantities of carboniferous sandstone and other residues. Spoil tips are not formed of slag, but in some areas, such as England and Wales, they're referred to as slag heaps. So a lot of times I will refer to them as slag heaps. Sometimes I might call them mining rubble, sometimes spoil tips, but it all basically means the same thing. Spoil tips, I'm finding, ha usually happen to be much higher than your typical mining rubble piles. But right here, if you just look on here, you can see just how high some of these spoil tips are. And you might be able to see why I'm questioning whether the mountains near my home could possibly be spoil tips, because they are covered in rocks and what would look like it would be left over from a mine. Especially, I live in a mining area, so I see lots of evidence from the mines that we 100% know were mines, so I know what they look like. And the mountains just really look like what I'm seeing in miniature. The mountains are just, on a grander scale. So yeah, spoil tips do not have to be small piles of rubble. And over time, they do start to get covered in vegetation, as this one right here. And in my last video, I did talk about how the mountains in my area, I found out, are artificially seeded because nothing would grow on them. So there's this yellow plane that flies overhead and it seeds the mountains in the area, supposedly with some seed that will grow literally anywhere. And that's how the mountains that I'm going to be showing you even have the vegetation that it has. So with that little intro, let's just get started looking at some of the findings. Now, what I expected to find here is more of the same of what I saw on this side, but on a much grander scale, because when you look at this side of the mountain from the highway, you can definitely see it looks even more like mining rubble than this side does. And so let's just get started. I'm just going to go you through. I have tons of photos, but I think that they're all super interesting and they really bring they bring to light, I think, what this mountain could possibly be. So this here, I just took a photo of this because to me, this is obviously petrified wood. Most people would look at it as a rock, but no, that's petrified wood, just as this one is here. And this is just the entrance to the hiking trail that we went on. Now, right off the bat, I noticed that there is what again looks like what we find on the rubble piles along the trail on the actual slag heaps behind my house. And these are some younger trees that have been knocked down, and I don't think they have anything to do with the mining. I'm not really sure what the trees that were knocked down are from, possibly from clearing out the trail, maybe the hiking trail. And this to me, these also look very much like petrified wood to me. And here's just more of the same. This again looks like petrified wood to me, and it actually looks a bit charred, if you ask me. And you can't really see underneath here. Oh, you can right here. So underneath all of this grass and this dead grass is it still looks like what we might call slag. Same thing here, more of the same. I think that's actually just a different angle. And so, as we continued walking along, I was finding this everywhere. I mean, absolutely everywhere, underneath the grass. And I would move the grass around to see what was underneath. And yes, that's what was under the grass, was what would look like rubble piles to me. And still more of it. And this is. I think this was on the trail itself. So this might have actually just been placed there for the hiking trail. I'm not saying that that's naturally there, but I just figured I would show you for comparison. And I promise you it's not going to be all rubble. It will get to be different things, but I just really wanted to make the point that as I kept walking along this hiking trail, this is all that I saw. You can see it underneath there. And then in some areas, we did get what looked to be much bigger areas of just rocks strewn everywhere. I don't know if it would be from mining. I don't know if it would be from some sort of other catastrophe, but it's not just the little pieces of rubble that we found. As the trail went on, we started finding entire fields of bigger rocks just thrown everywhere. And I do have to say that I did try to dig a little bit underneath here to see if it was just layers and layers and layers of these rocks. And while they did go down a little bit, I did eventually hit what seemed to me to be soil. And I didn't dig down like someone said that I should dig and see if there was bedrock, which is a good idea, but I wasn't going to take a shovel on the hiking trail with me. But I did find some soil. So at the very least, what I'm thinking is that it could be the mountains themselves that were being mined. They might not specifically be 100% spoil tips on their own, but I'm wondering if these mountains were mined. And the thing is that I went to a lecture. Here's one of the rock fields. So I went to a lecture on the history of my town. And they told us about there were like a they said there were 100 quarries in the area. Never once did they mention that these mountains were mined, though. That's why I believe that they were mined, but they were not mined any time in recent history, not even in the 1800s, sorry, when the rest of our minds were pretty active, because they didn't even mention them. And just from the size of some of these rocks, I am thinking it either had to be fallen angels, it had to be giants, or it would have had to have been people that had much more advanced technology than what we have. So now this field right here that I'm showing you, this is just different areas of it. And you can see back here, this definitely looks like more petrified wood right here, in my opinion. This was up a pretty steep hill. I sent my 14-year-old son to take those pictures just because it was, there was no trail there, and I don't have very good shoes for hiking. So I was like, hey, do you want to go up there? And he loves climbing. So he took those photos for me. So thank you, Luke. That's my son. And just, yeah, more of these rocks here. My poor children, they had to be so patient with me because they just wanted to go, and mom just was more interested in taking pictures of rocks, which was probably pretty boring for them. Because unfortunately, I tried telling them what I was doing, and at this point, they just weren't very interested, to be quite honest. But yeah, more of these what look like large rocks just thrown, like scattered everywhere. Whether from mining, I don't know, a catastrophe, I don't know. Here's the rock field again. And you can't tell from the photograph, but the reason that there are so many is because it covered such a vast area. And I told my son, try to get everywhere. And so that's why he took so many. Lots of them you can tell are petrified wood that used to be wood. And I do know that most rocks used to be wood. I firmly believe that. And some of it's just more blatantly obvious than others. So, yeah, this is exactly what I was expecting to find, but it's exciting because I didn't expect to see so much of it. I certainly didn't expect to see entire fields of gigantic rocks like this. I not and in the middle of nowhere, nonetheless. So in the middle of nowhere, up really steep embankments where I had to again send my son. So I was expecting to find lots of slag heaps, lots of, mining rubble, maybe some bigger rocks, but nothing like those rock fields. Nothing like the things that I was finding there. So here, now you can't tell, but I actually took a picture. This, it doesn't look steep at all. I know that it doesn't, but it was much steeper than it looks. So this is what he had to walk up. And then through here is where that field of rocks was. So as you can see, it's not on a trail or anything. And just more of the same. Now, this one, I actually took a photo of the mountain across the river. So this is the side that I'm usually on, but I wanted to show you from a distance because again, yes, it's just, in my opinion, slag heap central over there. And again, remember, it's artificially seeded. And a lot of people point out that these are young trees, and they are absolutely young trees because they are new. And what you are going to find in some of the photos that I start showing you, there are the remains of ancient trees. Obviously, not complete. They've been cut down, but it's quite obvious that there are ancient trees here as well, which to me also lends credence to the fact that the mountains themselves might have been mined if they themselves are not the spoil tips. Now, someone mentioned that I should go on Google Earth and see if there's evidence of like a pit because that would show whether mining was happening in the area. And yes, open pit mining is a thing, but that is not the only type of mining. If they were actually mining inside the mountains, that wouldn't necessarily show up on Google Earth. And I think that that's really what would have been happening here. In fact, in Bedbug Cave, the cave near my house, they were mining in tunnels. And I think that's more of the same of what was happening here, in my opinion. So here, this definitely to me looks like the remains of a tree. And I wish that you could see the scale of how large this is, because here, it's very hard to get an idea of how big it is, but these areas that look like the petrified wood, they just really take up so much length as you're walking. And this is just more of what obviously looks like some slag heap. Now, this here, it looks like petrified wood. It also, though, it definitely is, a lot of people would tell you that this is, I believe, shale. And I think that's what shale is. Shale is petrified wood. So in this case, like right here, sometimes you might find it just at the bottom of what we would call ancient trees, what others would call shale. And it just may have naturally broken off. But in this situation, now obviously the giant piles of it, that's not what it would have been. But obviously sometimes it's going to break off on its own. And I think that's what this is here. And yeah, this just shows more of that. And so really, like, I don't want to make any actual conclusions today because this just only brought up more questions for me, but so much more curiosity for me. And I'm really looking forward to see what anyone in the comments has to say about this because I find it fascinating. But again, this is called question the narrative. You know, I'm not going to make any 100% conclusions, because that's the problem with the narrative, is that we're just they tell us what they say is the absolute answer and we're supposed to believe it. And if I don't know the absolute answer, I'm not going to pretend that I do. But yeah, this definitely looks like ancient tree remains to me, 100%. I seem to have gotten a lot of those. Okay, so this, I'm sure that they have this in lots of places, but they actually have to put this chain link, or whatever you would want to call it, over the mountain so that the rocks don't fall down onto the road. There's lots of that. That's just another photo of it there. And then right here, just like looks like more ancient tree to me. So yeah, so if they were mining these mountains, they likely would have been cutting trees down as well, which is why it's only the remains of trees. Here's more rubble. Now this I found interesting. This was a whole area of larger rocks, but I actually was wondering if this could have possibly been a structure at some point, because these rocks, they naturally break off straight. But as you can see here, this almost looks like it was cut that way. I'm not saying that it was, but I'm certainly saying that it's a possibility. And actually, if you look at this one too, this also looks like it's got some curve to it. And the type of rocks that these are, yes, they do pr break off at pretty straight, on pretty straight lines. So yeah, I found that really interesting. Some more of the rubble underneath the fencing that they put up to protect people. I just took a picture of this because I'm like, oh, that's definitely petrified wood there too. More of the rubble at the bottom of what some would call shale. What I would say, well, it might be shale, but it's also definitely ancient tree. And this is just to show you how much of that they have to cover up so that it doesn't fall down onto the road below. And this is the road below, actually, right here. Speak of the devil. And this is the river where the mountain is on this side. The other mountain is on this side of the river. So yeah, I'm usually over here walking. You can see this building here. I believe that's either the nature center that I visit, or it might be the house by it. Yeah, I think that's the nature center that I go to. And the coloring of this, really, I don't know. It almost looks like rust, maybe. Although, you know, this is in an area where there is zinc mining, and zinc does have a reddish color. Possibly, is it iron also that might have a reddish coloring to it? And I know that there are some that will say this could also be melted brick. And you know, that's all a possibility. But I'm definitely of the persuasion that it doesn't have to be all mining rubble or all petrified trees or all like petrified animals or titans or anything, or all melted brick. It could be a little bit of all of them in different instances. And so, yeah. It almost also here, this does look like petrified wood. But at the same time, it also looks like a structure that may have crumbled. So I don't know. Just more of the same. This I thought that you could really see very well that this was once wood and not, yeah, these rocks were wood. I fully agree with Hangman's channel. It's phenomenal. And he really opened my eyes to so much. I just came across his channel, I think, a year or two ago. And so this behind this fence here is, you can see more of like these rock fields back here. This is going down over the road, more of the fencing. And I don't, can you see it in here? How many of those rocks are underneath this? And this is the red hill that I showed you in my other video, that this is a spoil tip from the zinc mining. And it's firm enough that there was a house built on top of it. And the house was built by supposedly an officer from the Civil War. And supposedly he built his house up here so that he could look over the river because that's how they did things in battle, so that they could watch for the enemy crossing the river. So he always wanted sight of the river, and that's why he built that house up there, which you have to figure, when was the Civil War? 1860s, 1870s, I think 1860s. So that spoil tip would have already been there and would have already solidified enough that they were able to build a house up there. And again, the coloring. Yeah, it might have to do with the zinc. I'm not sure. But back here in the woods, you see there's these rocks are everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Definitely looking more like petrified wood here. Now this looks like concrete here. So there must have been some sort of structure at some point here. Built by whom? I have no idea. And unfortunately, when I left, I don't know why I did it because I knew that I was coming here, but I didn't charge my phone. So by the time that I got here, it was at 22%. So I didn't get to go as far as I wanted. I wanted to go down past that house on the Red Hill. But just as I started getting down there, my phone went dead. And I thought, you know what? First of all, my children were complaining. They were like, "Mom, I'm tired. I want to go back." And then I thought, knowing my luck, I will find something really, really cool and I will be kicking myself if I don't get a picture of it. So I'm like, you know what? We'll just go back there another time. So no, I didn't get as far as I wanted, but look at all this stuff. And to me, this looks more like catastrophe to me and not mining rubble, in my humble opinion. More of it. I told you I had a lot of pictures. Here's another one of those rock fields. No, it's not the same one. This is yet another one. And you can see just how far up it goes. And I wish that you could see. I believe I took this as we were going on a trail. We were heading up to the ridge of the mountain. So this is going upward. Yeah. And again, looks like petrified wood here. And as we were going up the trail, I was just taking more and more photos because I wanted to show you that yes, it goes all the way up the mountain. So up here is actually the ridge of the mountain. We got pretty close to it. Actually, we almost made it to the top, but one of my daughters is afraid of heights and she kept asking, "Can we please go back down? Can we please go back down?" So I did because I thought, all right, well, I got enough footage. This one here is actually going down the mountain. As I was going back down the trail, this was going down the other, like the one side was going up to the ridge, and then the other side obviously was going down, and that's what this is here. And again, more of the same, all these rocks. Some ancient tree up here, in my opinion. And that's my son. He was scaring me, and I had to say, he was actually pretty close to the edge, and I'm like, get back. He's a daredevil. And he's doing this all in Crocs, by the way. It's me. Definitely looks more like ancient tree here. And so, yeah, up here at the top of this looks charred to me. And someone else pointed that out as well. And again, these are really, really big. Just looking through the chain link again to all these larger stones, which I believe may have possibly been some sort of structure. To up here, we've got some smaller pieces mixed in with what looks like larger stones and some petrified wood. What does it all mean? I'm not sure. Now, this here is obviously fresher cut wood. I'm not actually sure what they were doing here. Yeah, to be quite honest, I don't know what I don't think this definitely didn't have anything to do with the mining itself because that looks pretty fresh. But I don't know honestly what they would have been doing cutting trees up here because I don't think this was right on the main trail. And we've got more of that. And someone pointed out to me there's actually some of the pareidolia going on here because it looks like we've got a face here. And then we've got what looks like a face here. Down here, it actually looks like a couple of faces. One, two, like with the eyes, the nose, the mouth, eyes, nose, mouth. And then here, kind of like a forehead, eyebrow ridge, nose, like jawline here. And then this kind of like the profile. And again, I know it's probably nothing, but I found that to be super interesting. I think my children actually found some more. They're really good at finding them. This one, I think, too, was one. Very cool. My 10-year-old daughter loves looking for petrified titans. So if when I show her this, she's going to be able to point them out really quickly. This is just more of the trail, I think, that we were walking on. And this may have been just on the way back, just still taking pictures of more of the same. And this is going down the mountain. And you can see, again, just underneath these bigger rocks here, you still got all this little bits of rubble down the whole mountain. Like, all, like, look, you can just see it there. It's everywhere. And this is. I think I took this as I was walking up to the ridge. And it's just showing you just how high up these rock fields are. So I hope that I'm not boring you all to death. I find this absolutely fascinating because I would really like to know what went on here. This is just us back on the regular trail after we came back down from trying to go up to the ridge. Just more of these larger rocks with underneath. Looks like the rubble piles again, just like very small pieces. Not your typical dirt. This is why it has to be seeded because it's not soil on top. It's this. So yeah, so that's what I found all along the ground as we were walking. And then petrified wood again. I mean, this rock here definitely looks like a stump. It's just amazing looking at this stuff. And I wonder how many people just walk here and hike here and don't even stop to think of what they're actually looking at. There's so much more to the story than what we're told, you know? And if at the history lecture that I went to, if they didn't even mention this at all being mined, then that means that they didn't know that this was mined. It doesn't necessarily mean that they left it out on purpose. It means that they just didn't know because it was mined so long ago. But we just see the same thing everywhere. So again, do I think that this was, here's another rock field. So do I think that this was, you know, an actual spoil tip? I'm not sure. From the little bit that I dug, it, like I said, it did seem that it had some soil underneath, although there could have been a layer of soil on it at some point, or maybe it happened from, you know, flooding. I don't know. If it's not a spoil tip, though, I think there's definitely still evidence of mining. I would love to find, I'm just circling this because I think this just looks like another log. I would love to actually find an entrance to it. And that's the thing is that these mountains are so vast. And just looking at the entrance to Bedbug Cave, the actual quote, mining tunnel behind my house. The entrance is tiny. Like, they even didn't even know that it was there 50 years. They didn't know the entrance was there. They supposedly, quote, found the entrance after the building in front of it set on fire and then it burned to the ground. And then they supposedly found this tiny little hole. And oh, yeah, that's the entrance to the mining tunnel. So, yeah, who knows where these could be? More of these rocks here, right on the edge of the mountain, along with, I think, some petrified wood. Rock fields everywhere. I mean, this goes all the way up. All the way up. Yeah, you just cannot tell me that that is natural. And yeah, so that's just some footage that I took to show the rocks there. So much of it. I just don't know how else another rock would get there. This actually look kind of looks like the same picture because I see the log here. And more of these. Oh yeah, I must have duplicated some of these pictures. And so you can see how close it is to the road. Like it's up very high. Like you can't tell from this picture. But that's why they have to put that fencing up because all these rocks, they would just crash right down onto the highway. It's just some more footage that I took of the rock piles. This was on our way up to the ridge. And again, both sides just covered petrified wood and mining rubble, in my opinion. More rock fields on the way up to the ridge. And I was just taking shots as we were walking on that path, just so that you could get a glimpse of just. We were out there for a while and we walked quite a distance, and it was just more of the same everywhere. My daughter wanted her picture taken, so that's how that happened. Yeah, this is the trail going up to the ridge. So we probably got, I'd say, about to about here. So this is the ridge. We got to about here. And then my 12-year-old daughter, she doesn't like heights. I don't much like them either, but I don't mind it when I'm hiking. And yeah, I mean, look at this. What is it? What is it? That's my question. And it's both sides. And again, I just find it funny that it's in an area that is known for mining, for slate mining, for zinc mining, for coal mining. It's a mineral-rich area, and we've got these vast mountains covered in mining rubble. And yeah, some things look charred. This was when I think I was kind of moving stuff around, trying to see what was underneath. And as you can see, it's just like embedded underneath there. Just more of that. Just gonna click through until, unless I find something really interesting. This is going down the mountain. I wanted to get it down that side too. So yeah, it's on that side also. I'll show you that again. More petrified wood. More orange tinted stuff. More petrified wood, which again has, they'll call it shale, and it has a little evidence down there of things breaking off. Probably just, from erosion, storms, who knows what. Yeah, so that there, you can see how big one of those ancient tree remains actually was. Let's watch that again. I should have done it slower. I should have panned slower. See that? Massive. It's massive. And I think that is all my footage. So yeah, so that's what I found. My conclusions are, I still believe that there was definitely mining going on there. Whether it was in the area, and this is kind of the slag heaps left over, gigantic slag heaps from giants, or possibly the mountains themselves were being mined for what? I don't know, because if they were mined to this extent, my guess is that whatever they were originally mining for is no longer there. That's all that I have for you today. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up. If you haven't subscribed yet and would like to hear more of what I have to say, I would love if you would do that. If you have any questions or comments, you can leave one either here or over on Instagram. And if you like my work and would like to check out my Patreon page, I will leave a link in the description box for that as well. And I hope you have a great day.